Canada, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Given that this is an important piece of work, it would seem appropriate for the code to move forward with the understanding that there may be some further discussion on the methods of analysis. But if both parts of the code could move forward for adoption, it could be understood that there can be some further discussion on the methods of analysis. Should that be appropriate?
Thank you, Canada. So we really have few views here: not adopting, adopting, and adopting with of one part, and the second part being adopted by being, you know, referred to CCMAS, and the other end of adopting is so that there would be a possible chance for action. Seems as if there is general support for moving the document forward, but the issue is on the methods of analysis and sampling, and there are two views there, that whether we should leave it for future chance for discussion or refer it to CCMAS for review. India?
Sir, I don't think we can support this suggestion, because the appropriate body for methods of sampling and analysis is certainly CCMAS, and that's where it needs to be considered first. I don't understand what we would achieve by putting the document as a whole and then referring it back to CCMAS.
Thank you, India. And the second view which was given was that the document can be considered in two parts, and there's no issue raised in this part, but the issue is on the methods of analysis and sampling and analysis. And the second observation by India is, what are we going to achieve by, you know, recommending and saying it be revised? But we also realize it's very important for member states to have some guidance on what to be done so that we can reduce the levels of dioxin and PCBs. And again, if we send it back to, we wait until it's done, CCMAS, again, that is, I mean, another year. So there's the element of member states wanting the document, and also the possibility of it being delayed because the whole thing deferred to or not adopted, and the methods and sampling part sent to CCMAS. Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Monsieur le Président, il nous semble que la suggestion qu'a faite le vice-président Van Eck mérite, je pense, d'être considéré, parce que effectivement, c'est extrêmement important, nous semble-t-il, de donner un signe le plus rapidement possible concernant les mesures de prévention, reporter ultérieurement la question des méthodes d'analyse. Donc, nous soutiendrions la proposition du vice-président.
Thank you, Belgium and New Zealand.
Thank you, Chairman. We also see value in moving this code forward on the understanding that CCMAS will have an opportunity to review the methods issue at its next meeting. In the meantime, we do see value in moving the whole code forward as a basis for guidance to governments. Thank you.
New Zealand? So, I think as an executive committee, if we cannot reach at a real agreement, then we need to leave it open and let the commission decide. Because there was a strong opposition from India, and there is a strong recommendation to let's go forward with the understanding that there will be an opportunity for CISMAS to look at the methods. And there is the other position that let the first part of the document go forward while the second part of methods of analysis and sampling be referred to CISMAS. So should I understand that we are unable to make any recommendation to the Commission and let the Commission look at this? An objection to that? Seeing no objection, then the Executive Committee is unable to come to a clear understanding, a recommendation, and this will be looked further by the Commission. Thank you very much, and then I invite Salma to continue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this was this concludes what relates to the committee on additives and contaminants, and also something else from general point of view. I wanted to say something else, that we apologize because this document was sent very late, and that was due to the fact that committees also finished rather late, and then we needed to check various things. So it was a little late to be sent. So we hope next time we will send it more in time. Regarding the Committee on Inspection, Import and Export Inspection and Certification Systems, as you can see, there are two items sent to Step 5 and 8, and there is no special remark. That was very quickly finalized, and we go to the Commission, especially one on the issue of traceability. So I don't know if there are comments here on this committee.
Any comments on this one from the floor, Belgium?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'avais levé mon placard avant que nous ne passions au CCFIX, parce que nous aurions été soulevé une question pour le CCFAC. La question du cadmium dans les mollusques bivalves marins. Lors de la session de la commission de l'année dernière, la commission avait adopté à l'étape 5 une limite de 1 mg par kilo pour le cadmium dans ces mollusques bivalves. Avec un certain nombre de remarques de certaines délégations. C'est d'ailleurs ce qui figurait au paragraphe 77-77 du rapport de la commission de l'année dernière. Aujourd'hui, la proposition est faite à la commission d'adopter à l'étape 8 une valeur double de 2 mg, sans que vraiment le CCFAC ait abordé la question et discuter cette question en détail. Et il nous semble qu'il serait opportun que cette proposition d'adoption à l'étape 8 ne soit pas suivie par la Commission, mais plutôt que la proposition retourne au CCFAC, ou du moins à ce le nouveau comité sur les contaminants, à l'étape 6, de façon à pouvoir rediscuter cette question en détail. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium. Secretary, do you have something to say on that? It's a valid observation. Let me check. Give the floor to the Secretariat, please. Secretary?
Thank you very much, Mr. Try to get pull out more information on this item from the report of Food Additives and Contaminants Committee, which is 244 pages long. but not much sentences are devoted to depict what kind of discussion took place and what led to the changing the level. Therefore, my proposal to the committee would be that to note this to this intervention made by the member for Europe and draw the attention of the Commission to note week. And next week, hopefully, we will have the chairperson of CCFAC in the Commission. Probably we can get some more clarification. Thank you.
I hope Belgium and the rest of the members are comfortable with that recommendation from the Secretariat. Thank you so much. Then Salma, please, let's continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I understood there are no comments on the CCFIX. So we go now to page 5, which is on the Committee on Food Labour. There are three items sent to the Commission. The first one is on the amendment of the table of permitted substances in the guidelines for organically produced foods. This is the table on additives in processed organic foods, and it was sent to step 8, but we have a note on procedure. This amendment was not sent for comments. This draft amendment had been adopted at step 5 by the Commission. It was revised twice at the level of the committee. However, it was not sent for comments at step 6 because the revised version, which was redrafted at step 6, was prepared too late to be sent for comments through the usual circular letter. It came a little less than 1 month before the committee. So it was not sent for comments to all member countries. And although it was discussed in the committee, and there is on this list, there are a number of substances on which there was consensus, and some others which are still at step 6. And then the committee decided to forward it to step 8 in view of the consensus reached on these substances. However, we had drawn the attention to the CCFL to this fact, but in view of the fact that there was consensus, the committee proposed step 8. Only we would like to draw your attention to the fact it was not sent previously to step 6, especially in that case, that had been revised twice, which is that this was the 34th session of the CCFL, and last time it had been circulated was was 2 years before. In the meantime, it had been changed. So that was the note we wanted to make for your consideration. Regarding the other items sent to step 5A, it came from a direct request of the Commission on the trans fatty acids. Came from the Commission when adopting the revision of the guidelines for nutrition labelling. And then it was considered, the definition as instructed by the Commission was considered by the Committee on Nutrition and then by the Committee on Labelling and then through the accelerated procedure because there was a consensus. At the Committee on Labelling there were some discussion and some amendments, and now it's been sent for comments for adoption through the accelerated procedure as scheduled. The last entry on labelling was something for information because there is a consensus, but that was true that one part of the legends in the general standards for fruit juice and nectars had not been endorsed simply due to the planning of the committees. It had not been possible. So that was an endorsement of provision for processing aid, which had been endorsed by CCFAC, but with a labelling requirement. Now this labelling requirement has been endorsed, so it can be adopted by the Commission, and there was entire consensus on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Salma, and I wish to invite the committee for comments, especially on the draft amendment to the guidelines for production, processing, labeling, and marketing organically produced foods, annex 2, permitted substances, that's table 2. And as it has been pointed out, it's an issue of procedure. The proposed amendment to be adopted at step 8 did not go through step six, but there was general consensus in the committee.
India?
Sorry, India?
I had put my flag up for CC fix, and I'm sorry, I could not draw your attention at that point of time. If that's still open, I might like to make a comment. I'm sorry for this, but I really wanted the advice of the secretary. The proposed draft principles on traceability, because they did outline certain very broad principles, would have implications for certain other committees also of the Codex. So my question was that within the mandate of the various committees, would it be appropriate for CCGP to see this first before it comes to CAC? That's the question.
Thank you very much. CCGPs, well, let us recall how it went. Several years back, the Commission was persuaded that there was a need for Codex to start work on product tracing / traceability. And the Commission took a decision to start its work with the elaboration of definition. And the definition, the elaboration of definition in view of the potentially broad applicability of the concept was entrusted to the Codex Committee on General Principles, and the work of GCGP was presented to the Commission and subsequently adopted. The next step was to see whether any further work was needed. At this point of time, the Commission decided that the further principles could be developed within the framework of food import and export inspection and certification systems. Therefore, the matter was specifically entrusted to the CCFIX. And CCFIX, in our assessment, conducted its work always in the terms of reference of CCFIX in their mind and came up with this piece of work. And looking, it is stated in the scope part that the traceability and product tracing is addressed in this particular document, particularly in the light of import and export inspection and certification system. So judging from those elements, the Secretariat sees no major impediment to be presented to the Commission. If the Commission in the future will be of the view that further documents need to be developed that may or may not go beyond the terms of reference, then that the matter would be different. And it would be up to the Commission to decide on the most appropriate committee to deal with further issues. So this is the assessment how the Secretariat sees this issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I hope India is comfortable with the explanation. And now I wish the committee to go back to Codex Committee on Food Labeling and look at the amendment to the guidelines for production, processing, labeling, and marketing of organically produced food. Annex 2, permitted substances, table 3. And as it has been explained, this is being proposed to be adopted by the Commission as step 8. But there was an issue of procedure that the amendment did not go through step 6. But there was general agreement in the committee itself And as the Executive Committee, we are being asked what we should advise to the Commission. So do we agree with the committee that we recommend adoption of the document at Step 8? Vice Chair Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this draft amendment to the guidelines for production, processing, labeling, marketing of organically produced foods, I'm rather concerned regarding the procedure in where the comments were not strictly followed. It's a question of procedure here. And they were not sent at step six. So those comments, only those that attended the meeting presented the comments in the form of CRD. My concern is possibly for this committee to consider is that it may without sending the circular letters out, the other countries who have concern on this agenda item may have missed the opportunity to comment and would have implications later on these draft standards. So I would like to propose that this not be adopted at step 8 and possibly to be sent back at step 6 so that members would have greater opportunity to comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairperson. Any other comment? Seeing no flag, then the Executive Committee recommends that this document is not adopted at step 8, but rather sent back at step 6. And maybe we also need to strongly recommend that procedures have to be followed. And this is because step 6 is one of those steps where member countries are given the opportunity to look at the document and also comment, and this is an issue of in the process. Thank you. And anything else on the proposed draft amendments on labeling, definition of trans fat? Seeing no flag, then we recommend for adoption at step 5A. Then the other document is general standard for fruit juices and nectars, labeling provisions related to processing aids. Seeing no objection, then we recommend endorsement. Thanks, Salma. Can you take us to the next committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the next item is Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. So that's very straightforward because this is methods of analysis for and sampling for inclusion in codex standards, but we put it separately because it's all endorsement, but some of them are endorsement of methods which are under elaboration. So the methods go with the standard. But also in the regular update of methods, it results in amendments to adopted standards when it's in the standard or to Codex Standards 234, which is a list of methods. So that's also as related to the previous item on labeling. This is also the completion of the endorsement process for methods of analysis in the general standard for fruit juices and nectars, because the standard was adopted by the last session of the Commission, but there were still some endorsement items pending, and one of these was on a large section of methods of analysis and sampling. So now everything has been endorsed, and that can be included in the standard. And also there are some various amendments to existing methods. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Salma. I think this is good news, and I wish to ask the floor if there's any objection to recommending to the Commission to endorse this document. Seeing none, then we recommend adoption by the Commission. And now we have coffee, so yeah. So we break for coffee, and
we resume at 4 o'clock sharp.
Half an hour healthy stretch. Thank you.
Because I have to finalize this document. After I moved from Rome to Geneva, and here there is nothing, we ask for photocopy machines, nothing is working, service, and very much in the way that I say. I know, so there was a case in the 1960s, maybe 1970s, after that it was difficult.
So welcome back from the health stretch, coffee tea break. And I wish to invite Salma to continue with the exercise. And now we are on the milk and milk products committee. Salma, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you see, there is quite a long list of standards, and but not many substantial issues. The status for all the standards from the additives, methods of analysis and labelling is included. Some of them, there are some for additives in general, there were some change, some endorsements, some deletion or additions. For the methods, everything was endorsed. And for the labelling, then that's where we have some issues. For the three first standards on page six, there was... There was an amendment. There was some amendments to the labelling sections because there was some reference to reduced fat, and there was mention in the Committee on Labelling that this was referenced to as a claim, which was added to this effect to refer to the guidelines on nutrition claims. And also just want to draw your attention to Annex 1, Part 2, which is for information, because when we were at the Committee on Labelling, there was a question on the advisory statement related to the fact that these products are not infant formula, and there was a text also that was added, and some concerns were expressed whether it was consistent with other standards for milk and milk products. So this is just for information. We have checked the advisory statement in the standards, which can be considered as similar. It does not appear standard for evaporated milks. There is no state advisory statement related to the fact that it should not be used as infant formula. So there was no problem of consistency because there was no similar statement in other standards. So there is no inconsistency with that. For the three standards, similarly, there were some amendments to the additive section, but there was no particular problems. Draft standard for whey cheese also was, all provisions were endorsed. Additive provision had been endorsed already previously. Now on the standards for the individual cheese, there is an issue related to the declaration of country of origin, which is included in the labeling section for these products. And at the level of the Committee on Milk and Milk Products, a few countries had reservations. Then when we got to the Committee on Food Labeling, there were different views concerning the declaration of origin, which is mandatory in these standards. So a number of countries were in support and a number of other countries did not agree. That's the only labeling provision on which there was substantial discussion. All the other labeling provisions were agreed. There was no problem either in the products committee or in the Committee on Food Labeling. The only issue is this declaration of country of origin, which already exists in some standards for milk and milk products, only when it's for export. But in this case, it was proposed in all the standards for individual cheese. So that was really the main issue concerning the endorsement of standards for milk and milk products. And the committee did not endorse it because when there is no consensus, we did not endorse the section on labeling. So as regards procedure, of course, that will depend on the discussion at the Commission. Here we can only look at the procedure and whether it went through the normal procedure, which was the case, the only problem being lack of consensus. We will see what happens at the Commission, whether there can be consensus or whether the provision could be sent back either to the initial committee, which is Milk and Milk Products Committee, but the next session will be in 2008, and whether it might also be referred back to the Committee on Labelling, which will meet in 2007 because it meets every year. So this is the situation regarding the standard for individual cheese. There are also the three cream cheese, mozzarella and cottage cheese also has the same problem regarding labeling, and there are some amendments concerning additives. Now the last standard from that committee, being standards for dairy fat spreads, labeling section was endorsed and additives were endorsed with some amendments. So this is all for this very long list. Thank you.
Thank you, Salma. And ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open. And I was going to propose that we recommend the adoption by the Commission all the standards with which are generally agreed in the committees. And we might not give our views on the standards where there is a lack of consensus, especially in the CCFAC. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Chair. I fully agree, and I believe that we should also consider whether it makes sense, all this individual definition of cheeses. If I think how many cheeses exist all over the world, and this committee will have to define standards for all these cheeses, it makes no sense. And we should also give the recommendation that we should merely make groups of different cheeses so that cheese from all over the world can be handled within these standards if they fulfill certain requirements within these groups of cheeses. And I think this committee also could consider whether they can abandon this large number of individual cheeses and construct groups and have therefore a reduction of standards and also facilitate in the future the revision of all these standards. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. Well, it's an issue that can be discussed in the Committee on Milk and Milk Products. As already they have prepared the individual cheese standards, and you might wish to ask, recommend to the Commission to ask CCMP to see if this can be, all this can be grouped. Any other observation? New Zealand, please.
Just on the last point made by Switzerland, I'd just like to draw the committee's attention to the fact that this has been an issue that has been done by CCMMP. The CCMMP has a clearly established decision criteria on the basis of which it determines which products require standards. And in our view, the issues raised by Switzerland have in fact been the subject of discussion in the Milk and Milk Products Committee with a view to determining which standards require. And if one goes back to a number of years, the committee did in fact reduce the number of cheese standards, but came to a view that there were certain products for which there was a demand for international standards, and on the basis of which the committee went on to proceed with the development of those standards. So all I simply want to make a comment on this issue is that this has been a matter for consideration within the committee, and I think that point, it's important for the report of this committee to note that fact as well.
Thank you, New Zealand, for bringing that information to us, and that being the case, then maybe it might not be advisable to recommend to the Commission that CCMP be requested to consider something they had considered in the past. New Zealand? Switzerland.
Well, I completely agree with my colleague, but perhaps we should reconsider it in the view of the new strategic framework, which clearly demands that we make more horizontal standards instead of individual standards. And I think since the last consideration of this amount of time has passed, but this may be done within the committee, or maybe a recommendation of the Commission. I think it doesn't change a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. And the point here is Switzerland is raising the issue in view of the fact that there's now more agreement on horizontal standards. But again, looking at the list and the names, I think these are common names in the trade, and I think that's why the Committee on Milk and Milk had agreed to prepare them separately, besides the fact that we have a general standard for cheeses. Okay, with those then I wish to invite Salma to continue the other committee.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the next committee is Committee for Nutrition and Food for Special Dietary Uses. It has only one standard, but it's very important standard due to the processed cereal-based foods for infants and young children. It's a standard that has been under development for a number of years, in fact for 10 years, and now we see its completion, and we can note that it's been endorsed as regards the additives and contaminants, and as regards the food labeling, and as regards methods of analysis, it's not applicable because it refers to the methods in the infant formula, and these are the same and will be updated when we finalize the standard for infant formula. So now it will come to step 8 for final adoption. It's revision of an existing standard, and it was very important to update it to have more updated characteristics on nutrition requirements for this type of food. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Salma. Are there any objections to why we shouldn't recommend to the Commission to adopt this revised standard for cereal-based feeding foods for infants and young children? India, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, India had raised certain concerns in the 27th CSE about the protein content, about the various other parameters of this particular standard, and the CAC had referred that these comments could be considered by the committee on when it proceeded further in this matter. But what we observed was that when the matter went back to the committee, it was decided to just address the issues that are in the square brackets, and other issues which had been raised were not actually considered. So I'm just flagging that matter here. There's been all the issues that were raised, brought before the CAC and referred back to the committee, have actually been addressed or not. If you look at the proceedings subsequently also, they very clearly reflect that some of these issues addressed.
Salma, would you have something to say on that? Can I comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there were a lot of comments, of course, when it went to step five. There are always a lot of comments at this stage. And as usual, the Commission, of course, as mentioned by India, referred these comments to the Committee on Nutrition. But it was discussed, and of course, the committee focused on what was still to be finalized. But there was also some discussion in what, I haven't got just the report now, but there was no formal objection to sending the standard to step 8 at the time of the Committee on Nutrition itself. Of course, now we are at step 8, and we will have, if we have comments, that can, of course, that will be discussed in the Commission. But at the time, member countries had no really serious objection to. We had discussion on some sections, and of course, as usual, it's some compromise. But there was no really strong objection to sending this standard to step 8. But of course, countries can make comment, and we will see at the Commission if there are really some major problems. Like any standard, it can be, of course, sent back to the committee. That will depend on the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Salma, and I'm sure India is happy with the explanation. And we recommend for adoption, and if there are any issues which were not discussed, then members are free to raise in the Commission. Okay. Sam, can we continue, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The two following, perhaps we can, they are all on the, what regards the MRL, on Committee on Pesticide Residues, maximum residue limits for pesticides, including dried chili pepper. So it's usual update and of the update or new maximum residue limits for pesticides. And then the other one is the guidelines on estimation of uncertainty of results, which was also drafted in the committee specifically for pesticide residues. Just for information, although it is not the responsibility of the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, it was also informed of the of this work and could see the guidelines, and because there are some general guidelines on measurement and certainty, but this is more detailed and provides some guidance to the countries in the area of pesticides. So I mean, relevant committees are informed, and saying that it was not consistent with the general guidance which is in the current guidelines on measurement and certainty. Guidelines are much more practical and are specifically on pesticides, and that was also finalized by consensus in the Committee on Pesticides. So there are no specific problems coming from Pesticide Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Salma. And is there an objection to the Executive Committee recommending the Commission to endorse these two texts? Seeing none, then we recommend the Commission to adopt the text as step 8. This is the next committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this is the last one, Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs. So the first one is update and new maximum residue limits, step 8 as usual. And then the next one is a companion of methods of analysis identified as suitable for support to Codex MRLs. It's not really with a specific step, because these methods correspond to the maximum residue limits. This compendium was discussed for a number of years. The establishment of methods that can support the Codex six MRLs. So it's a result of long work in the Committee on Residues. And, of course, it's still, like very often in the area of methods, is subject to regular review and revision of the of this compendium. So the issue was rather exactly the status, because it was not entirely clear whether it should be adopted by the Commission or if it might remain working document in the framework of the committee. So just to indicate that for other areas such as additives or contaminants or irradiated foods, we have also some similar methods. Some years ago, the methods were presented actually with the dry amine residue limits. When you look at the old volumes when it was presented in printed form, and because there is also an agreement in the on the procedure to be followed for the establishment of MRL, that normally the committee should establish and finalize MRLs only when there are available methods which will allow the determination of these substances. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Selma. And I wish to ask the committee as to whether there is an objection to us recommending the Commission to adopt the draft maximum residual limits. Belgium, please.
Oui, Monsieur le Président, nous voudrions revenir à cette question du compendium des méthodes d'analyse. Selon notre compréhension de la question, ce n'est pas un document qui doit être adopté formellement à la Commission à l'étape 8. C'est un document de travail pour le comité qui doit être à jour régulièrement en fonction de l'évolution des connaissances et du développement des méthodes d'analyse, mais qui ne doit pas être formellement approuvé par à l'étape 8. Lorsque l'on regarde d'ailleurs les documents qui sont à l'ordre du jour de la Commission, il y a d'ailleurs un peu de difficulté, parce que dans le document qui présente les textes soumis à la Commission, à l'étape 8, figure effectivement ce compendium, mais qui figure également dans un autre document comme n'étant pas un document soumis à la Commission à l'étape 8. Et selon notre compréhension du rapport de la réunion du comité, ce n'était pas non plus l'intention du comité. Donc il ne nous semble pas que la Commission devrait adopter ce texte formellement à l'étape 8, mais devrait prendre note de l'existence de ce document de travail du comité pour être régulièrement mis à jour. Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Belgium. Actually, I was on the first document, I mean the first text, draft maximum residual limits, and I understand there was no objection to us recommending at step 8. And the next one is what Belgium has mentioned about the compendium of methods of analysis, and Belgium is of the view that there should not be formal adoption by the Commission, but the Commission should acknowledge that this is a working document and is being used by the committee. Any other view on that? Vice Chairperson Karen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In addition to that language, could the Executive Committee also consider making a recommendation that this useful compendium, which I think we can all agree is a living document, it's going to change and grow, and therefore to be of maximal use, that the Secretariat be directed to make it available in an appropriate manner or in a manner that makes it maximally useful to members. Give the Secretariat that. Thank you.
Recommending is that we're expanding the scope of use of this document from just the mayor committee to being used by member states too, and that should be made available through the normal procedures for making codex text available to member states by the Secretariat. Any objection to that? And that's exactly what we shall recommend to the Commission. Thank you very much. And we are through with that agenda item.
Yes.
So the next agenda item is proposals for the elaboration of new standards and related texts and for the discontinuation of work, and I wish to invite Tom Hyland to introduce the document, please. Tom.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The documents, the relevant documents for this are document ID norm 06298 and 06298-1. And I propose that we do it the same way as we did it in the previous document. We can go committee by committee. And if you look at table one, the first we have is the task force in biotech. And there are two new proposals for work. For benefit of time, I'm not going to read them. You can see the project document in the annex to document 06298, and it is project documents 1 and 2. So we could approve this first or recommend that for approval as new work, if there are no comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. The floor is open. Is there any objection as to recommending to the Commission to adopt this as a new work proposals? And then the Executive Committee recommends to the Commission to adopt this as a new work proposals. Tom, can we go to the next list, please?
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next is CCFAC. We have five proposals for new work, and the relevant project documents can be found in the Annex 1, again under 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Thank you very much.
I hope the members have seen the document.
I thought they can read it.
Is there an objection from the Executive Committee recommending to the Commission that this adopted as new work proposals? Seeing none, thank you very much. Then we recommend this to be adopted as a proposal for new work. Next committee, please.
Thank you very much. The next committee is the CCMMP, and proposing amendment to list of additives for the code standard for creams and prepared creams. Relevant project document is... there are no comments on that. I would continue.
Any comments? Seeing none, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this as new work proposals. We continue, please.
Thank you very much. Next is CCPR. First, a priority list of pesticides, new pesticides and pesticides under periodic review. For this, no project document is needed. And the second is extension of the work on the revision of the Codex classification of foods and animal feeds. The relevant project document is number 9. And while I'm at that, I can also do CCR VDF, priority list of veterinary drugs requiring evaluation or re-evaluation. Also there, no project document is necessary as this is ongoing work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any objection from the Commission? I mean, from the Executive Committee? None, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this as new work proposals. Next, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next one is the Committee on Food Labeling, CCFL. Two items proposed for new work. Proposed draft amendment to the guidelines for organically produced foods concerning ethylene. And you find the relevant project document in 06298-1. And the second is the definition of advertising. There, this was the direct request, I believe, on the 26th session of the Commission to CCFL. This is why there's no project for this one. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Any objection from the Executive Committee? Seeing none, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this as new work proposals. Next, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. The next one are two proposals from CCMS. The first, a revision of principles for the establishment or selection of codex sampling procedures in the procedure manual. Also, as this concerns the procedure manual, there is no project document. Second is the review of analytical terminology for codex use approved as new work by the 26th session of the Commission to be transferred from the procedure manual to a proposed draft guideline on analytical terminology. And this is a change of status of text, which is why there's no project document for this one. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Any objections from the Executive? Seeing none, then we recommend to the Commission to adopt this again as new work proposals. Could we do, please?
Thank you very much, Chairman. Table 2, we have two proposals for the discontinuation of work. One from CCFAC, discontinuation of work on draft and proposed draft food additive provisions of the GSFA. From CCPR, proposed draft amendment to the Codex MIL elaboration procedure. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any objection to discontinuation of this work?